Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Audio Frontier. This is Football Daft with Stephen Purden.
Midfield dynamo and average actor.
Chris Toll.
Target man. Suspicious character.
And...
Welcome to Football Daft, the daftest Scottish football podcast around, and it's a monumental episode. It is the first episode of Football Daft coming to your ears from G4 Claims headquarters. What's happening, boys? Like that?
This place is tremendous, isn't it?
Like that, John? Like that?
It's weird seeing your faces. Because I'm used to seeing you through a screen.
Through a screen, like sitting like this on my laptop. But it's, what you think, this is a swanky setup? It's nice.
It really is, man. Drinks on tap.
Drinks on tap. We've got
coffee machines.
We've got Coke. We've got Diet Coke. We've got Einbrew. We've got H2O. We've got Tennent's. We've got coffee machines.
A big painting of the Last Supper with all the G4 Claims lassies on it at the back wall.
Are you need to stop staring at that, tall man. No. I think we're going to need to swap seats next week, man. It's going to put you off, man.
But I have to sit under the fucking
But you've heard his voice, ladies and gentlemen. It is a man who makes Wayne Rooney, Joey Barton, and Lee Griffiths look like good guys. It is Chris Toll. Chris, how are we?
Listen, what happens in the night out stays in the night out.
We'll get to that. Or the nervous laughs in the room, not that John Pure.
Stephen Tritter on Outlet Grado.
We'll get to that in a minute.
And even though Grado is still filming Two Doors Down and is MIA, ladies and gentlemen, we are back in the studio. But next week it will be a full complement of your football dafties, including Mr. Stephen. Am I right, John? We'll be back next week.
He will be, aye.
Right. But before we get into the football, a few things need addressed first. You mentioned it a couple of seconds ago. It was the Football Daft night out. Yeah.
So, Stephen, do you want to start with this one? Do you?
I'll start. I mean, it was
do you remember?
Well, was it Cranside or Cranston? What's the name of that place?
Cranside Kitchen.
We started off in there.
By the way, I've been back since.
I've seen that. It is cracking. It was a very, very good day out, good night out. I can't wait to the next one. But there was a few wee artistic differences.
There was. First of all, we met, I think it all kicked off from this point. So we'd had a few beers and we went up the West End onto Ashton Lane. And there it is, bold as brass, sitting in front of Ashton Lane, Mr. Neil Lennon.
Neil Francis Lennon.
We were supposed to talk about this.
Well, it was in the papers.
But wait a minute. What about Ryan?
Producer Ryan. I mean, you've met Lennon before.
I'll tell you this one, right? Now, anybody that's listened to Celtic Daft knows Ryan's feelings on Neil Lennon. So, we walk round the corner and I'm like, oh, fuck, here's Neil Lennon. Ryan's going to end up going for him. Right? If fucking Neil's down, takes Neil Lennon's hand and kisses it like he was the fucking queen or something like that.
Like he was the Pope.
Aye, like he was the Pope, aye.
It was one of the moments that in my head, obviously a lot of things in my head at that point were going in slow motion because I was under the influence. And Ryan, it was like he's touched his horn and he's dragged his horn towards him. And I thought, where's he gone with this?
I thought he was going to win.
And even Neil looked at him as if,
what the fuck are you doing?
He
who the fuck is this guy?
No, but I mean, it was obviously I've met Neil a few times. He's brand new. It was nice. But then Grado proceeded to get a photo with him, and that's where the banter started, and that's yes. where it got a bit spicy. Banter.
You were quite disgusted by the fact it that got Grado got his picture, and then it appeared in the papers aye, the next again day.
The best part is, I've said, listen, stop giving him hassle, right? If Ali McCoy walked in here now, I'd get a photo with him. Stevie turns around and goes, don't you think I don't know what you are?
And that is when the downfall of Stephen Purden started. That is when it started.
Look, see, in my defence, I'm moving house. Really busy.
Mate, you had drank more.
I got a lot on, and I'd not been out day drinking. I'd been away with the family for 2 weeks.
Right, okay.
It was my first night out. But then, we had our artistic differences. I ran up the road. I done a rage quit.
Literally.
You've skipped a whole bit here. So let's just go back to this, right? So we end up going down to the Corinthian, Chris, right? And we, you know, we sat down, having a couple of beers. Yes. A couple of our Football Daft listeners are sitting in the adjoining
table.
By the
way, I need to tell you, I've never seen anybody happier to see us than the two guys.
Oh, right? Lovely guys. I cannot remember the names.
I can only remember one of them.
Down. I wish it, but we'll get to that. So, yeah, we're sitting down, enjoying our drinks. The guys go to, and this is where that started as well, the guys to go, round the drinks, boys, right? Sent over a Jager bombs, lovely. And then we got into an argument about the podcast, or Stephen started.
Stephen and Grado.
But then he started throwing the fingers at everyone. And you. So these boys have just bought us a round of drinks, sitting beside us at the table. They're like, love the show. And we're sitting arguing like fuck, right? Then Stephen gets
up. I ended up just sitting talking to you two guys while we're going mad.
Stephen gets up. Storms out of the Corinthian. Grado's rage quit the night out. Grado chases after
but Grado sent us a voice note. I don't know if it was in the group chat or in our chat or just mean to me. But he sent us a voice note and he says, I ran out after you. And I didn't hear him. He says, I'm shouting up the street, you're nothing but a wanker. And I didn't hear that. And he says, a guy passed him in the street. How are you doing, big man? I love the podcasting. Grado says, he turns around the guy and goes, hi, they're all in there. And we've all fell out.
So you guys have ran away, right? Me and Toe and Ryan are left.
Did
right?
Grado not come back?
No.
He came back briefly.
He came back briefly. But then the boys beside us, right, who had bought us this round of drinks, come to me and go, John, listen, I don't know what's happened here, but all your drinks have been added to our bill here, right? These Jager bombs.
What?
Right?
90 quid.
So I said, in my good hearted nature, said, listen, boys, I can't have you paying for that.
Aye.
So I took the full brunt of the 95 quid bill in the Corinthian.
Holy shit.
I bet John was like that the whole night. Any time a bill come over, he's like, I'll get that. And everybody had to go, no, we'll split it.
Aye.
But the best part is Grado paid for the same round of drinks.
Aye, twice. I checked my bank the next day and I had like bills for fucking, what's that place? The Loft in there. And it was a few bob as well.
Anyway, so that's anyway, let's pick up the stories.
I've done a rage quit. I'm on the way up the road, phoning Nicola apparently. I didn't get a taxi until I get past the Glasgow Royal Infirmary. Fuck knows how I ended up near there, right? Lucky Grado didn't put me in the Royal, right, with the fight. So I'm on the phone to Nicola with a master plan that I'm starting my own podcast and all that, apparently. I don't remember this, right? So I get him, right, and as I mentioned earlier, we're selling our house, we're moving house, right? So the Monday morning comes after the infamous night out, and I'm saying to Nicola, right, we need your house sorted, because the...
I woke up to a text for you, just said Coco.
It's the guy for the Sopranos.
I was talking about it.
Aye. But anyway, so the guy comes out to do the home report, right? And I'm getting ready and all that, and it's a very fucking hectic morning. The Wains are going to classes, like football class, musical theatre class. I'm half fucking ready. Door goes. I thought he was coming at 11. He came at 9. Opened the door. Very pleasant, smiley chap, right? And I'm like, all right, mate, how you doing? And he's like, now that way, he's smiling at me, but it's as if something's going on. And I'm like, this guy going, all right, mate. I say, sorry, I thought you were going to come to 11, came in. But he's still standing smiling at me. And he's like, happiest guy in the world. Like, do you enjoy your night out on Saturday? And I'm like,
you must have got the fright of your fucking
like,
life.
In my head, that. I'm going, it was good. Did you, like, I'm thinking, did they see, like, Grado's Instagram or my Instagram or my Twitter? And like, did that bump into you? And he's like, aye. And I went, please do not say it was a Corinthian. And he went, aye, me and my mate, my baldy guy, were sitting next to you.
Have you still got his number?
Get him the
tell
baller.
He goes around a Jager bomb over the table, would you?
Either that, I just put 45 quid into John's bank account.
So I'm like, oh my God, my wife just texts me and we've got guys coming out seeing the house and she just told me the toilet downstairs, toilet pan's cracked. Oh, for fuck's sake. Anyway, so I'm like, to this guy, honestly, mate, please don't say it's a Corinthian. He was laughing and having a joke. And I was like, mate, I am so sorry. We all get into a big fight and I'm so sorry. And he was so nice. He said, honestly, he says, you were hilarious. He said, my mate, the baldy guy,
aye,
he's a big fan of the show. So it's a very small world.
There you go.
But it was a...
My favourite part of being in the Corinthian, obviously, all that aside, I went down to the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
There was this guy and he's standing at the trough doing a push. He's obviously not recognised me. He's standing there and he's went, look, I got a picture of him, mate. I'm looking at it, he's like, do you know who that is? I went, oh, no, who's that? Who's that? Shells out Bob.
Hey, talk about a small world. Stephen, you've got some news about Love Island, haven't you?
I have got some news about Love Island.
You know it?
Because that's what we talk about in the football podcast.
I knocked it back, mate. They asked me to go in, but I said no. You know what I mean? But no, there's a couple of Scottish boys just went into... obviously, all the boys went to Casa Amor, so my wife tells me I don't really watch it. All the boys went into Casa...
You tell Nicola what
happened. The boys are away to Casa Amor, and there's a new bunch of boys in the main house. And one of the boys is my wife's cousin. It's the very, very buff, handsome Dale. That is... he's a good-looking boy. You don't strike me as the kind of guy that's seen a minute or a second of Love Island.
Do you know, I have seen literally, and this is literally about 2 minutes yet, and right, one of the lassies' voices was doing my head in that much.
Mm-hmm.
I turned it off.
So have you seen Dale?
I've seen, well, you showed me on the night.
Aye, so.
I mean, I've seen him get in.
He's, honestly, if he's a... I don't know if any of Football Daft listeners
are Love Island. He's a handsome boy.
He's a handsome boy, but if he's day watch it, and it comes to the point where we need to vote, everybody vote for Dale. He's a good boy. He's a handsome boy. And he's doing Scotland proud.
He is. And it's more. Can we talk about his more? Because like that's more market age group. Jill is more.
That's what I'm talking about. Remember I was saying I'd like to see a Love Island for little
aye, aye. You want Dale's more in there, don't you? It's kind of choppy waters for me if we start talking about Dale's Maw, but
let's move on, Lowie. Let's move on.
Nicola, is your auntie coming to Christmas?
She would eat used to up and fucking spit you out, by the way. Anyway, right. So before we get into the podcast this week, we need to let you know about a few things happening this season as Football Daft gets even dafter. First off, the main flagship show is getting bigger, as well as the Open Line, the Player Profile Playoff, the Big Question, Grado's Three Riddles, and all the latest news and views from Scottish football. You're now going to be able to hear some of our former guests' teammates that were previously only available on Patreon, which is one of my favourite parts of the show, I must say. That's the feature that we have ripped off Soccer AM, and this week you'll be able to hear Marco Negri talking about who he'd like to back him up in a fight and who the top shagger is. That's later on the show. You're going to get all that on a Friday at 3 p.m. and that is going to take up a lot of time. So that means on a Monday we're going to do our interview for the week. And this Monday you can hear singer-songwriter Callum Beattie talking about everything from music to the mighty Rangers. And top of all this, Old Firm fans are also going to be able to hear our former Patreon-only podcasts, Rangers Daft and Celtic Daft, on the podcast channel for free. And they will be released on a Tuesday as we look back at the games and ahead to the European and weekend games for the clubs we support. But don't worry, Patreons, we have all new features coming to that channel, including cameos and video versions of all the above. So that's Football Daft for the new season. Football Daft getting bigger and dafter. He's buzzing, boys.
I can't wait.
I mean, we've had Rangers Daft and Celtic Daft going for our patrons, and listen, we appreciate everyone.
I need to say first, John, sorry for interrupting. What are we going to replace the European football chat with for the Celtic Daft?
No, we'll still just be doing that. Talk about the Michelin game over and over again.
Sorry, we'll get into that. Let's get into that in a bit. But Rangers Daft and Celtic Daft coming to the Football Daft channel. It's just going to be more content for everyone to enjoy. I mean, even if you're not a Rangers or Celtic fan, we're still going to have interviews. And like you say, the podcast is getting bigger and bigger. So hopefully there'll be something there for everyone.
It ticks a lot of boxes, doesn't it? It ticks a lot of boxes. Yeah. But Scottish football, latest news in football. Chris Toll.
What's been happening?
Right. Celtic. What date are we on? Hold on. It is Thursday, the 29th of July, and Celtic are out of the Champions League after being beaten by Midgetland, whatever you want to call them, and it's only July. So, where did it all go wrong?
Oh, it was quite hard for me last night to decide who I wanted to win. Whether it was Celtic or the land of me and my people.
You're the only one that gets away with that joke, Chris.
I know. Stevie can half get away.
Aye. You did miss a trick, no playing us to up front.
I know. We'd have done better than fucking Edward. Anyway, I'll tell you that for nothing. Last night, it was a shambles, to be honest with you. Celtic came out second half, goal of the season. Honestly, goal of the season. What a fucking goal.
It's a poor man Roof's goal, but it's all right.
That was last season, but...
I know, but still, I'm just saying. It was a great goal.
It's not Czech Republic. You know what I mean? Excuse me, but after that, he brings on Forrest. Forrest, within a minute, goes through and goal, misses a sitter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing that's been happening in Celtic for the last year. We miss a chance, and then the other team got the park and score.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes to 2-0, it's Celtic, it's finished.
Over. Aye.
You know what I mean? But as I've said before, for me, Europe's on a side this year. The main thing is domestic football, especially the league. But still wasn't nice to watch the way we went out last night, I thought.
And I didn't see any of the game last night. I wasn't doing a Grado. I didn't see any of the Celtic game. I was busy last night. But...
I was lovely on the sun.
No, mate, I was genuinely busy last night. I did make it home for Love Island, though. But, right, I seen on Twitter, your man, Post De Kegel, whatever you call him, right, the manager, get interviewed. Did you see... I mean, it's only July. Did you not see a bit of aggression, and he's...
I'm going to be honest with you, I think he's going to walk at some point.
Aye, because I just thought, mate, I seen Alan Brazil talking about it this morning. I mean, I can understand where he's coming from, and I understand the whole, it's just, a game's just done, you've got a camera and a microphone in your face, emotions are running high, but it's like his composure was gone a wee bit.
He's angry.
Aye.
He's angry because I think he's been sold a fucking...
Aye. What stuck out to me was when he says, maybe they weren't taking me seriously when I said we need reinforcements, and I did feel sorry for me, but I was going, right, mate,
he's
obviously...
Right, though,
you look at the defence, look at the defence that started last night. Wow.
Brilliant, innit?
What I will say is... Right, that ball over the top continually put Celtic under the cosh. And it wasn't Dane Murray, it wasn't Stephen Welsh, and it wasn't Anthony Ralston that was at fault, it was Greg Taylor. He was the man that let his man run off him every time. And he's just a, honest to God, and like, I know at some point he might be coming on the show, so I'm going to need to fucking say that shit to his face. Do you know what I mean?
Chris is taking that week off.
I'm
more a defensive threat in the air than Greg Taylor is.
Who is better, Greg Taylor or the boy that was there for Moran Laxalt?
I thought the both of them had the things that they were better at than each other. But I don't know why Ball and Golly's no one.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm telling you, man, he's better than Greg Taylor.
I bet. Where's your morals, Christopher? Come on.
Fuck, fuck.
Come on.
Come on now.
Last season, he was like, I don't want him anywhere near fucking
Leinster.
Listen, the
guy went to Spain for his whole game, I fucking bet. You know what I mean? We've all been there.
All is forgiven.
Aye, during a pandemic, he went to Spain for his whole.
Listen, it's not a fucking worst thing you would have caught.
But do you think Big Ange is going to walk? I mean, that's a bit of a bold statement.
It wouldn't surprise me, Stevie.
Is it that bad?
It wouldn't surprise me.
It's not that bad.
I've got it. I'm going to tell you this now. I've got it in very good authority.
Oh, here
we go. I'm not going to tell you who
told you it's getting bigger and better, the podcast.
I'm not going to tell you who it's from until we stop recording.
Right.
But he's a pariah, and it's Parkhead already. Because of the amount of people back behind the scenes that wanted Kennedy to get the job. Now, I know this for a fact.
It's a fact. Write that down, everyone. It's a fact.
He's not well liked in there already.
Aye?
And he'll not be there for long. I'll tell you that.
Oh, Football Daft exclusive, everyone.
Who told you that?
Is this omnidirectional?
Right, let's get to happier things happening for Scottish football, right? Rangers, Still in the Champions League, right? We'll play Malmo in the Champions League.
Still in it, because you haven't played that game yet.
Still in it, mate. Third qualifying round, right? After the Swedes defeated HJK Helsinki, Malmo will host Steven Gerrard's team on 3rd or 4th of August with a return at Ibrox on 10th of August. Chris.
Yes.
You are our world football expert. What are Rangers'
football?
What are Rangers' chances of beating Malmo, would you?
Rangers will qualify for the Champions League this year.
Oh, qualify?
Yes. Oof.
Aye. No, just beat Malmo, they'll qualify.
They'll qualify for the group stages.
I don't know. I remember the last time we played Malmo and they pumped us out. I think.
I don't know, but that was a long time ago.
Brighton and Real Madrid aside, I thought we looked dead lethargic during pre-season. But obviously we did play very good football against Brighton and Real.
That's the thing, it's pre-season. I know. You know what I mean? When it's competitive, it's a different story.
I know. Is it? But I mean, you just get pumped off West Ham and you get pumped off.
Aye, but we didn't get pumped off fucking Midget Land.
No, I think we should have enough in our armoury to beat Malmo, but it's still a long road to get into the Champions League, but we shall see. But
how many rounds have you got?
There's one more after this, isn't there?
Yeah. There's only one more after this, and then whoever wins the league this season goes
straight into the Champions League, guy. Yeah. So it's between us and Aberdeen next.
I don't know, Hibs beat Arsenal. Who did Dundee get? West Ham. Dundee drew with West Ham, didn't they?
Who did West Ham pump?
Can't mind it. Anyway.
No, but big, right, here's the thing as well. Big Ange. Will we call him Big Ange or will we call him Postecoglou? What do you prefer?
Big Ange,
right. He says, Lee, this is a bold statement as well, right? I was quite amazed at this, right? He says Lee Griffiths can win back the Celtic fans after being booed by some of them during Saturday's defeat by West Ham. Do you agree with that? Because I've got a very, very good friend, Big Paul McLaren. Yeah. He's an avid listener to the podcast. He said when he was at the game the other day when Griffiths came on, he walked out. Right? And he's deadly serious. He's the biggest Celtic fan I know, right? Apart from maybe yourself. 2 years are very on a par that way, right? Disney missed a game, had a season ticket for years. Says as soon as Griffiths came off the bench and went on, he walked out.
Wow.
I was really interested to see the reaction when he came on. And it didn't surprise me that there was a lot of boos. And for me, he should never have pulled a Celtic shirt on again. Mm-hmm. Now, you can say what you want about the legalities and stuff like that. There wasn't any no illegal activity. It's all about morals here. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, I don't want to get too much into it because I don't want to leave myself open to fucking a chap at the door for a fucking lawyer or something. But I think Big Ange is reading off the company script here. Mm-hmm. I don't think he would have had him anywhere near the club, and I think this injury that he missed the game with last night is a fallacy as well. Mm-hmm. I don't think you'll see much more in Lee Griffiths.
I mean,
what I will say is, right, now he's obviously been missed a lot of last season through mental health and stuff like that. Celtic need to make sure that he's getting the treatment that he needs here, because this guy getting into this situation, it could tip him over the edge. Now, I know what he's done's wrong and all that, but you'd never want to see somebody in that situation where they want to do something stupid, shall we say. He's already done something stupid, but you know what I mean. You know what I'm alluding to here. Uh-huh. Do you know what I mean? So I don't want to ever see him playing for Celtic again. I just hope he gets the help that he needs going forward.
I think we should leave it there. That's a nice side. Just leave it. I see what you're saying. He's one I watch still being in the position he's in at Celtic, and he shouldn't be there. Totally, man. But transfer rumours, Toll, right? There's a few kicking about, and I think let's use the Archie Knox system.
Going for spunk or shape,
aye, you can tell as if these will be spunk and happen. Spunk, right, so spunk, right. What was your noise?
Is it? What's your spunk noise, Stephen?
Was it?
I like the fact that you wrote spunk nosy.
Right, so we'll go through the rumours and they're either spunk or shape bag, right? Spunk noise. Right. Shape bag. Right, so Celtic have opened talks with Tottenham over a move for former England goalkeeper Joe Hart. I don't know what that was.
That's a bit of spunk on somebody's ass.
I'm going to go.
You going spunk?
Aye.
I think it's a spunk one or no.
Oh, no. No. I'm going shite bag.
So,
he's shite. He's not a good signing, Joe Hart.
He's just fucking miles ahead of what we've got.
Mate, but come on, Joe Hart. He
can't dive to his left.
Mate, Joe Hart is gone. I can see it now. He's going to, he'll cost big moments, man. He's foot. Nah.
Did I read somewhere he's only played like 16 games in the last 3 years? He's got to have like
the last time I seen him playing regular football was for, was it for West Ham? Did he go to West Ham?
Yeah.
He went to Torino. Remember, he went to Torino and he was playing regularly.
He was at West Ham as well.
But then he was at Burnley as well, wasn't
Burnley.
He?
Burnley. So,
he played at Burnley for a while. No, because he would come in when Nick Pope got injured.
Yeah.
That's
who we should sign.
Aye, Nick, he's a fucking.
Aye, but come on, imagine the amount of goalie taps he would sell.
Can you imagine producer Ryan if he saw him?
No, the best part is they'd give him number 11 even though he's a goalie.
Right, Sunderland are ready to make a move for 29-year-old Scotland right back Stephen O'Donnell from Motherwell.
No,
he's not a good player.
But do you think it will happen though?
I think it will happen.
Sunderland are what league? We're still League 1. League 1.
They are fucking fading into the abyss. They're gone. They're like a sleeping giant.
Portsmouth.
Aye, definitely. Brighton have made an offer for Celtic striker Oddson Edward with a guaranteed transfer fee of $18.5 million that could break through the $20 million mark with performance-related bonuses. Christopher Toll.
I tell you what, if his performance is for them or what his performance is for us, we won't be getting 20 fucking million for him, I'll tell you that. For me, I wouldn't be sad to see the back of him now, so.
I would really like him to go as well because I think he's a really good player. And if he's day click and hit a bit of form, he's obviously a player that can do a bit of damage. So I hope Brighton take him. Hearts have made an offer for Everton midfielder Benny Bangerman.
I've just put that into one job, yeah.
With the 22-year-old in the final year of his contract.
Yeah, striker. Benny Bangerman.
What a name if he is.
I think he is. Oh no, he's a midfielder. He's a midfielder.
Oh, he's an Everton midfielder, Benny Bangerman.
Dundee United are stuffing about him as well.
Banning Gimme.
I'm going, you'll be a good player, man. So, more football chat on the open line later. We'll be playing for Pies and the Player Profile Playoff. And on the big question, your predictions for the season and Grado's Three Riddles and Marco Negri and his teammates.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Call them now on 01698 767 172.
So, troops, we are recording here from the G4 Claims headquarters, one of the best gaffs I've ever been in, top gaff in Wishaw. And we have the Queen of Wishaw, the Queen of G4 Claims, the legend, Nicole. What's happening? Thanks for joining us, Nicole.
Thanks so much for having me.
Feels weird, doesn't it? Like, seeing Nicole in the flesh, doesn't it?
I know it is.
I know I'm not just a figure of your phone's imagination, literally, coming in from the headquarters, which this is my first time in this seat, so thanks for having me.
She's nervous in her own gaff.
Nervous at home here, guys.
No, the place is absolutely minted. I was doing that. Another podcast a wee few weeks ago. Oh, right. I mentioned in the podcast. Total listens to it though. Anyway, it was looking amazing then, but what was that, about 3-4 weeks ago?
It was, yeah.
And it's looking even better now, Nicole.
There's been literally developments like every single day because, like, I was just, can I explain to you when I first came in there, but just trying to get parcels and everything's like an absolute nightmare now. So every day something's arriving and I'm running about like a mad woman trying to make sure I'm here for that arriving so I can get it in for the people who are in that day, because the podcast room has been booked like back to back. There's three kind of back to back podcasts in the day. So it's been crazy.
Right, Nicole, tell us what G4 Claims did then.
So G4 Claims is a not at fault accident management service. Everything we do for you is totally free of charge. So what I was kind of wanting to start doing, guys, was maybe giving you wee examples as to where I can help you, rather than telling you what I do every week, which people are probably getting bored with. So for example, we had someone actually phone us yesterday. Basically, they have been involved in an accident in a car park. They've been parked in their car. Someone has literally drove into their car, probably not realised they've hit it or just been a bit cheeky, which everybody does, and drove away. Their people have not had any details. They've tried to get out the car. The car that was next to them was parked really close. So they were trying to like fight their door open. You know how you park dead close to people sometimes? You're like, ah. So they were in a panic, trying to get the door open, trying to get out the car. Eventually, by the time they've got out, the car's away. Oh, no.
Aye.
No details. The damage in the back was really quite substantial.
Did that Lexus out the front?
No, it wasn't actually.
That's fucking John's motor.
I asked John's freebie for the day.
Company car.
Promoted company car. That's next week's story. Don't you take my stories off of me. So basically what's happened is they've not had any details. They've been like, oh no, they've put a post on Facebook. We've seen the post. A friend of a friend has contacted us and we've contacted them. It turns out the premises and the car park they were at had facility for a CCTV and we've been able to access the company's CCTV through the police and get the details of the person that's crashed into them. And it was a genuine mistake. The police have went to the person's door and we've got other details. And now we've been able to process a non-fault accident for that person. So they're not having to contact their own insurance. They've not phoned them at all. They've not made a claim against their own policy at any point. We've provided them with a like-for-like replacement hired vehicle whilst their car's off the road. This car is getting repaired at an approved body shop. And everything that we're going to do for them is fully charged through the at-fault insurance company and their insurance is totally unscathed, untouched. All the services are free. It's not a fault claims.
Made easy!
That's the best one we've done.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to Football Daft Open Line, the first open line in the studio, boys. It's obviously the open line where anything goes. Who's going to win the league?
Rangers. Well, Super Rangers.
We'll get to that in the big question a bit later on. How far can Celtic go in Europe, Christopher Tolle?
Conference.
is that the European Conference?
That's
or is
as far
it?
As we
see,
can
see. I'll ask you a question. That so, if you get pumped at the Champions League, you go into the Europa League. If you get pumped at the Europa League, do you go into the Conference League? Is that it? Jesus Christ?
And if we get put at the Conference League, we played in the fucking minors.
he's win that.
And Stephen Purden, can you get us Dale from Love Island's Moz phone number? Asking for a friend. As usual, we have our panel of football experts. We only have two of these today, so it's only Stephen Cavins and Chris Dale.
By the way, Nicole's going to be delighted. He's got a new flame.
I know. Let's go to our first caller and move on swiftly, John, shall we?
Snorting and all that.
Let's go to our first caller, and it is Gaz Bannon who is joining Football Daft.
How about you, Gaz?
All right, guys, how are you doing?
It's happening, guys. How are you, mate?
Bad, mate. No bad.
Welcome to the studio, guys. Do you like your new surroundings?
That's beautiful, aye?
Guys, you are on the open line. What would you like to say?
Well, it's not football-related. I want to talk about a bit of a local legend. Chris might know granddad, Rab Bannon.
I do know. Well, I did know Rab, yes. God rest him.
I'm on for Chris. It's a year to the day since he died.
That does not feel like a year at all, Rab.
Yep. But it's flying, isn't it?
He ran the sports barn in Kirkwood, and
he
was the guy that discovered and brought through Ricky Burns.
Really?
All sorts of Scottish boxing heroes. Rab was the man behind them all.
We also, he won the BBC Sports Personality Local Hero of the Year.
He did.
He ran through Cope Bridge with the Commonwealth Flame as well.
Mm-hmm.
Was this the old boy boxing trainer?
Yes.
I done the, remember a programme called STV's Real Heroes?
Yeah.
I was through in his gym. I done that episode.
Did you?
Did he pass away? Aye. I didn't even know that, man. He's a fucking legend, wasn't he? Aye.
Well, there's a big mural down in Kipwood to him now. Right. Somebody's done a big mural on the wall.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful.
And unlike Rashford, nobody's painted over this one, am I right? Yeah.
That's right. Aye, it's actually been done up again the other day.
Cracking, man.
God rest his soul, man. That's sad.
I still can't believe that's a year. That's mad. It does not feel like a year at all, does it?
Aye, it really is incredible. I've got a wee story about Chris Toll, if you want to hear it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you very much.
As long as it's not making arse of me.
I don't know if you remember this, Chris, but you were on our Tina Park bus about 15 years ago. Budgie Morris was driving it.
Oh, I remember it.
Oh, his wee face. Look at him. He's
Budgie Morris is my father-in-law.
Is he? Budgie's a fucking great guy. He's another Coatbridge legend.
I've given through my half legends, I know. I'm following him.
How's Chris doing?
He's over in Romania with the RAF.
Aye, fucking hell, man. What a life that is.
I know, aye, he's getting on well. So you're sitting at the bar bus at the front.
Right.
And you pop your head up. And you said, first one to do a handstand gets a free ticket to Tina Park. And we all looked at each other and thought, what the hell is he talking about? And you disappeared, and your two wee feet just appeared above the seat like that.
I remember that. That's right, you fuck's sake. I must have been a couple of bottles of Mary down into that one. I've seen the bad days with the berries, weren't they, man?
I want to see this Honston day, don't
Hey,
man. don't.
In case I wreck the fucking new studio.
We're just in here, come on. Brilliant. Gaz, thank you so much for coming on the open line. And listen, if you have a Chris Toll story you would like to share on the open line.
Don't say that for crying out loud.
Please get in touch next week. We'd love to hear it.
Thanks very much, Gaz.
See you later, bud.
Yeah.
Let's go to our next caller on the open line. It is Gary Coydesdale, who's a Rangers supporter. Hiya, Gary.
Hi there. Good to see you, boys.
Welcome, Gary. Welcome to the party.
It's great to see you.
Gary, fuck off.
Welcome to the party, Gary.
Here, listen. I'll tell you, I'll be 56 this year, boys.
He's just don't wind you up.
This is it. If you just come on the wing,
maybe next year.
what are you making of Barkas and goals?
Fucking straight to it. What time have you got this place to? We may have got a move on here. Right, thanks for coming on, Garrett.
Fucking a gut shot right away, man. Right, swift to the Davina McCalls.
That's exactly what I'm fucking needing, a gut shot.
What one thing I will say, now that with the Champions League, believe it or no, I was actually gutted to see Celtic get put out, and the reason why,
because PSG would take 10 off us.
the reason it's bad is for the coefficient. We need the coefficient to be better in Scotland, whether that's Rangers, Celtic, Aberdeen, Hibs, Hearts. You need the coefficient has to be better. Even though you didn't like your rivals, when they go into the Champions League or the Europa League, you want like all Scottish teams to do well. So anybody that any Rangers supporter or it doesn't matter who it is, who sits there and says they didn't want Celtic to do well in Europe, I disagree with that. For the fact that we need every Scottish team to do well, because it means it's just easier to qualify for the group stage, and it's just a good reputation for Scottish football, to be honest.
I understand what you're saying, Gary. Right.
Aye.
Scottish teams to do well up to a point. I want Hibs to do tremendously well. I want Aberdeen to do tremendously well. I want St Johnston to do tremendously well. But I want yous to get fucked every single time.
I'm going to echo what Toll says. Well, I'm going to flip it the other side, obviously. I mean, do you know what? Gary, I see where you're coming from, and it's a very, very valid point. But as a Rangers fan, I feel we have been kicked pillar to post. So see, every other team, I do not give a fuck.
It was all your own doing.
I don't care. I don't care. I just want us to do well. And I think the way to phrase it, Gary, is to get the coefficient up, Rangers need Hondas. We can't do it ourselves. We're doing it ourselves every fucking year. Every year. Every year. It's on us. We're getting to your last 16s. We're getting through your fucking 50 fucking thousand qualifiers every year. Do you know what I mean?
Done it, man. That's the one thing. See what you're saying there, Gary? It would be good to see the amount of qualifiers come down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
But that's only going to come down if you get your finger out your asses and start doing things in Europe. Listen, it's not just Rangers.
We're going to get a decent coefficient because we're going to have played in every fucking competition by the end of the season. You know what I mean?
But mind you, it's quite... The one point that I will make, it's ironic that Scott Brown sat there and said that we had to get our finger out our arse to boost the coefficient. We are now Celtic get put out in the first round. I mean... that was always going to come back and bite him in the arse. That was always going to come and like haunt him. Always.
But at least he's getting results in Europe with Aberdeen now. It's just say like you're dragging the coefficient into the fucking gutter.
Aberdeen have scored more goals in one game than Celtic will score in Europe this season.
But see, what are you making? Do you think... Do you think we'll get through to the group stage?
I think Rangers will qualify for the group stages, yes.
Aye. Hopefully, as long as we qualify for the group stage, I'd like to see us do better, but realistically, you're not expecting to get out the group, especially with just coming back in the Champions League. But I mean, even going... dropping down to the Europa League, I wouldn't mind that.
Aye, I mean, I think Rangers have showed for the past 2 or 3 years under Gerrard, we're not at our depth when it comes to Europa League, but I think for the way things have been for the past however many years, we need a wee bit of Champions League money to really go right, full circle, right? If we can get into this group stage, get 30 million guaranteed, you go right. Financially, the books are getting sorted and we're kind of win this league this year, hopefully, and you're staying in the Champions League.
That's only 30 million guaranteed if Celtic qualify as well. See, if Celtic don't, mm-hmm. and it's like upwards in it, it's mm-hmm. like 40, 50
Aye.
Million.
Aye. I think Rangers, we need that. See where we've been, the journey we've been on, doing ourselves, no looking at a place in Europa League, doing ourselves proud, Aye. But we need a wee Champions League group stage experience would be good financially for Rangers, obviously. Aye.
Can
you get
in the next round if you get past Malmo?
I think we can get fucking Slavia Prague.
Slavia Prague. Aye.
I'd be
friendly.
Well, mind you, if it's anything to go with, if we can beat Real Madrid 2-1, we're in with a good chance.
That's a friendly.
By the way, you're going to win the fucking Champions League at this
rate. We were playing our B team there. But that was our B team we were playing.
Anyway, we'll get back to the original point, Chris. What do you think of Barkas?
It's the Norris for the better. The only goalie I know is fucking ball.
Gary, thank you very much for coming on this week's show.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
All the best. Cheers, to you.
Much appreciated. Thank you very much, boys.
No worries, mate. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, let's move on to our final call on the open line. And you'll be glad to know after that, Chris, he's a Celtic supporter.
Thank heavens for small mercies.
So it's Martin who's coming on the open line.
All right, Martin, how you doing, mate?
How you doing, lads?
That's a good Catholic man there.
Right. How you doing? Sorry.
I'm happy as fuck, mate. I'm good.
Aye, you would be.
You asked the question, mate. Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies.
Anybody needing a drink? Even for a get one.
This is a can of Coke with fucking 4 shots of Jack in it, man.
Just the 4? Jesus, what heck, man. That.
Martin, welcome to the open line. You're a Celtic man. What would you like to say?
Hey, before we get into all the bad stuff, let's just talk about McGregor's goal last night. What a strike that was.
It's funny that we've scored the goal of the season before the season fucking starts, isn't it?
I know. It's just, it's actually, took away from that goal, the fact that the game just ended in disappointment like that is such a great goal. It does, but the same with the Scotland goal as well, they scored against the Croatia. Great goal, and there you go, just away down to shape. Yeah, I've got a wee bit of certainty. These 2 minutes, I put a wee bit of certainty there, that bit of the screen.
No, guys, you just keep going here. I'll just sit back, man. It's all right. Go.
Good to see you in the new studio, man. It's looking good.
You like it?
Thanks.
Could be a wee bit tidier. I think we've made a bit of an arse of this desk here.
It's all right, but
it's trial and error, my man. Trial and error.
That's it.
It's like the Celtic back four.
we've done the best with what we've got.
Right, Martin, are you wanting to moan about last night? What do you want to talk about?
I just got to say, the way the saying goes, it's fail to prepare to fail, but the Celtic fans, we've been preparing to fail since January. Nothing's been happening. You're supposed to use January to get your signings in, get everybody bedded in, hopefully have a wee chance at this Champions League, because the board obviously know. It's not as if they're suffering from Alzheimer's and they're, oh, shit, fail for Champions League, just rolled them out again.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing there for the board. I mean, the whole Eddie Howe situation, then Ange, it was just them taking their time and taking their time, and nothing's going to happen. But I was wondering what you think now that we've been put out to Champions League, how are we going to get the players we need in the door when we've got to say, oh shit, we could be getting to Europa Conference?
Mate, the problem since Lennon got his jotters has just been you have just been reactive. There's no proactive thinking there. The nobody is taking the fucking bull with the horns, because I don't know, yous might know better than me, but for outside looking in, I go, who's in charge of what at Celtic now? Who's in charge of saying we want this player, we want that player, we've got this budget? I mean, it just seems for tap to bottom, it's an absolute shambles.
I'm sick of the jobs for the boys, push.
Aye.
See the jobs for the boys, push, you fucking Kennedy and Strachan. Somebody needs to tell me what these two guys do for that club.
Strachan shows cunts how to work iPads, isn't that? Yeah, I think I
would. Well, we should have got him to fucking show Andy Gorham before we got him on the show.
Oh, man, where the fuck did you dig that one?
No, but in all seriousness, I really want to know what the definition of John Kennedy's role is at Celtic, because
but he's highly rated, Chris. I mean, says that John Kennedy is a highly rated coach.
Do you know what
Brendan
he is?
Brendan Rodgers wanted to take him to Leicester.
Do you know what I think he is? I think he's probably
just a scapegoat.
I think he probably is a good laugh. Do you know one of the ones that keeps everybody up and all that, and they're like, oh, fuck, what about Kennedy? They all be like, oh, so he's Pattern, man. Pattern is magic.
How many months was he in charge for?
Exactly.
How many months was Kennedy?
Three months.
Say in 3 months' time, we're sitting here and he's got a better record as a manager, interim manager's whip again, just go.
But it's, I'm going to be honest with you, I think Ange is on a hiding to nothing, mate. Mm-hmm. I honestly do, because see what was happening last night in that game, everybody's like, oh, that system's not working. I noticed after a wee while, the system reverted back to the system that Kennedy and Lennon and all that were playing last season.
Yeah,
right? I see that. There wasn't any, I know you laugh when I say this, but see, the ethos of the team, right?
Every time he talks about Ange, he uses the word ethos.
Right, no, but his mentality, his attacking mentality and all that. The two games that I've seen it happening, the first game against the Danish team was the first half, they were amazing. They honestly were. They were fucking, it was magic watching them playing, because you know what it took me back to? It took me back to Tommy Burns, the way Tommy Burns' Celtic were playing. They were rapid on the attack, on the counter.
Confident, aggressive.
Uh-huh, really aggressive.
The way Rangers play, man.
And then he's been watching Gerrard, you know what I mean? But he's, when Beaton poked your man in the head and get the second booking and get sent off, he then takes off Abada, who was easily the best player on the park for us. So straight away we're losing two players, technically. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So
and then it's for the wee man right into the game as well, that young boy is I mean, we shouldn't be in that sort of predicament where we're going to put on
definitely not
two central defenders at 39 age between them. That is just shocking, and they might have staff out in the day.
I'm the same age as the two of the boys put together.
What? Who do you blame? But that's my point. Who's to blame?
Like he says there, preparing to fail. Failure to prepare is preparing to fail.
So he's
and it's not that, Stevie. It's like Groundhog Day.
Aye. Saturday night, he's need to go to Tynecastle.
Every Saturday, every season, right?
It's nearly every Saturday.
Every season, it's the same thing again and again.
What
and
a time to be alive, man.
But I said, you keep that cheek up, you won't be fucking alive anymore.
Chris, get your tables.
Get a big pop for you, Stevie.
What are we doing Saturday when we go to Hearts? Are we going to play Eddie? Is he going to be away by then?
I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't play him again. If he wants to go, let him go. He's no bother on his arse. He's worse than a man down.
Right, here's my thing. He's no bother on his arse, right? See, if I'm a player there, and I'm Eddie, and I've got the talent that he's got, and I'm playing there.
I want to put myself in the shot, wouldn't
I? Aye, but can you start fucking giving him abuse when really, for the tap, if you higher up on him, on the ball on their arse since January when Lennon gets his sack?
That's a good point, right?
That's my point as well, right? You've got players, but if you've got a player there who has, there's no denying, Eddie's probably been one of your best players since he's been there. He's class, he's a great forward, right? But he must be out and going, who the fuck's in charge here? What's going on? They've not bothered their arse to fucking get a manager in since January. Why should I go to Ambus Mars for them?
And the other thing, what you touched on there, Christie, his fitness levels are tremendous, I noticed. Like, all the players looked as if they were blowing out their arse last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
except for Ryan Christie. Mm-hmm. And you know I've been a major critic of Ryan Christie, but definitely within pre-season, he's been our best player, a standout player.
Good boys, I'm happy for you, man.
I do think we need to get another person in as well. I think Sorrow, he's just a red card waiting to happen. And a big game as well, I think. He's very aggressive, isn't he?
Do you not notice that he pure loses the plot when he gets blown for a foul and all, doesn't he? And it's blatant as well. He's got the cunt in a headlock, not that, not that. And the referee blows the whistle and he's like, hey, where you at? Chucking the ball
with the biggest smile in the world, don't
I? I know, but the thing is, see if they can tober him. He's a good player. The Chris told him, I'm not really coming into play there.
Is it coming into play? Let's hear that.
I heard the other day that Atletico Madrid were looking at him, and I'm not even kidding. by the way, see if that move happens, you heard it here first.
Full of the rumours today, Chris.
Oh, brilliant.
That's as good as
you think. I heard it was a swap deal.
If he was, Diego Costa, man, fuck's sake, if he's got him, that'd be off. Boys,
Diego Costa for Celtic, Torres for Rangers, eh?
Aye.
You can't say fucking Diego Starbucks.
Well, Martin, thanks very much for coming on. What predictions for the season before you go? Who do you think's winning the league?
Oh, Celtic will win the league. We're going to storm it.
I love it.
We're going to win the double. And St. Johnston already. St. Johnston will retain the Scottish Cup as well.
they'll beat us in the final on penalties.
Brilliant, man.
Mark Cass will score every goal.
Tell me this one before you go. Griffiths, Twister, Stick.
Oh, get him to fuck.
There we go.
Mate, get off that fence. Come on.
You get skills in your
ass. Make fence here. Kick that fence down and kick him out of there. What have they done? One of the two.
Brilliant. Martin, thanks for coming on the open line.
Cheers,
mate. Appreciate that, mate.
Cheers, lads. Take it easy, right?
See you later, mate.
That is it for this week's open line. No controversy at all this week. There we go.
It was really enjoyable.
If you want to get on the open line next week, you know what to do. Keep an eye out on Twitter.
Stephen's house has been sold.
Oh, fuck up. Aye, guys, we need to move. Come on.
Yeah. We better get on. If you want to get on the open line next week, keep an eye out on Twitter or sign up to our Patreon. That's the best way to get on. Patreon.com/footballdaft.
Made easy!
Football Daft's big question.
Hey guys, it is the start of the new season. New hope for everybody. I love it. I love that feeling.
No, not everybody.
Oh, all right, sorry, mate. Right. But who is going to win what? That is what we wanted to know this week. Who's going to win the Premiership? Tom?
Yes.
Yeah, Premiership.
Premiership?
Yes, who's going to win it?
Rangers.
What?
Rangers
John, can you hear him? I can't hear him.
The Rangers Football Club.
Oh,
there it is.
So you get Premiership, Championship, League One, League Two. It's a tough one to call. What are we thinking, boys? What are we thinking? Will we start at the bottom first? We go League Two first?
Right, League Two. Yeah.
Right, who are you going for, John?
Celtic Hearts. Mm-hmm. Celtic Hearts. They've done it all. They've got a lot of good players at that club. A lot
Bart
of good
Jonas,
players.
Man, what a signing he
and
is.
And I was speaking to someone I know whose dad is part of Celtic Hearts. Do you know they're the biggest business in Celtic now? They've got a ton. They've got such a big turnover now in terms of money.
I can't have that many businesses in Celtic.
Well, there's that. There is that.
Is that me, Bakers?
Stephen's Bakers. But no, I think Celtic Hearts have got a lot of money behind them and they've got that a plan to get up into the Championship over the next couple of
seasons.
Very
ambitious.
Yes, and
I think the team's coming up, man.
There's no way that Kevin Thomson leaves the job he had at Rangers to go to Celtic Hearts if he wasn't getting the backing that he needed there. So I'm thinking Celtic Hearts for League Two.
I had written down Edinburgh City or Celtic Hearts. Went with Celtic.
Yeah. Is Kevin Thomson though used to just falling in Barry Ferguson's footsteps?
He's another guest coming on the show that
yes,
Chris might
I know.
Be off.
You're going to fucking take a big holiday, man.
I just want Barry and Bob to come back on. That's all.
Bobby, you told who's winning League Two?
I'll be in Rovers.
Of course, you're saying that, of course. Right, League One.
Oh, don't ask me this.
I was... Falkirk, again, see, we're talking earlier on about Sunderland. They're a sleeping giant, Falkirk, aren't they? They've got. I mean, I was talking to your man Crax the other day, right? Had breakfast with Crax the other day, right? And he was
breakfast with Crax. That's
I'm pitching that to the BBC right after
this. You up at the Crax of Dawn, were you for it?
No,
can't
but
make breakfast without cracking a few eggs.
He was telling me, I mean, some stories and some stories I can't repeat on air, but
you can tell me after.
I'll tell you off air.
Tell me how it was at Celtic. You tell me that story. Well.
I just think they're a sleeping giant. They've. Got, I mean. I'm going Falkirk. They've got to come up. Come on.
I can't believe this.
They've got to come up. What are you saying?
Right, listen. I'd love... My heart says Falkirk. My heart always says Falkirk.
Your head saying Cove Rangers?
No, my head says Queen's Park.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's all behind them as well.
My head says Queen's Park. Falkirk, you know, I'm obviously a Falkirk supporter. We have went out in our signing policy. Now, Paul Sheehan's come in out of, you know, Aberdeen reserves, untested. Well, he's not untested because he took up breaking up into the Championship. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't breaking. It was Albion. Was it Arbroath?
Arbroath.
But from what I've seen of the signings, we've went out in what I would call, now that's a wrestling term, Stephen, so I don't know if you'll get jobbers.
Oh, totally, mate. Jobbers, man.
League One jobbers.
They're only going to get the pop that club deserves.
Yeah, exactly. We've got these American guys that come in.
Fucking trap. Marks for themselves, mate. Marks for themselves, man.
I just don't know.
He's dressing knowledge out.
But
That's me done.
If you say Falkirk, it's going to look really bad if I say Queen's Park.
I'll say Queen's Park.
I think Queen's Park. Right. And my heart says Falkirk. My head, I think Queen's Park.
They got a good bit of money behind them now,
they've
Queen's
got,
Park.
Your man backing them.
Sold Hamden, I know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They've got a couple of million behind them. They've made all the names. Leanne Dempster's in there now. Our former commercial director, Kieran's, went in there and he knows how to make a bob or two. So I think Queen's Park might win
Yank
it.
Queen's Park for me. Definitely. Looking at them last season, the move to Lesser has worked wonders for them, man. So, and also, I need to see them because... I miss his family or all Queen's Park fans.
There we go. Need to keep in the good books. But we now get to a league that looks on paper very, very, very competitive this season. Kilmarnock, Partick Thistle, Ackies. What are we saying to you?
Carrie Thistle.
Confirm one. I'm going Ackies to come right back up.
This will go down to the last game. Mm-hmm. This is the most competitive championship I have seen. And you can't call it.
There's too many big names in there. They shouldn't have been the championship.
It's a very hard league to get out.
You're only as good as the league you're in, though. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm saying I think Aki shook him back up, but I'm looking at it. I mean, you're seeing Kilmarnock, Inverness, Kerry, Dunfermline.
I do, you know what? See if any Falkirk supporters listen to this podcast. Oh my God.
I think Dunfermline are coming up at all, John.
I actually think Dunfermline have a chance this year.
He can't show his face in Falkirk.
I'm going to get run out of Falkirk. But Peter Grant, I think, is a very good manager. We obviously had him on the show. You can listen to that in the archives. But I think he talks a really good game. They've made some good signings. Graham Dorans has just went there as well. Mm-hmm, He'll do very well good at that level.
Get him on the show as well.
Yeah, don't say anything bad about him.
Keep it pushed him.
I mean, I would love to say, I think Kilmarnock, I think they'll struggle. I really do. I think they'll struggle.
I think Kilmarnock might struggle for the next few years.
Yeah. Dunfermline, they've been in that league for a couple of seasons now. They know it. Inverness, depends what McCann does there.
How about the Jags?
Jags, maybe a bit too early for them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to say Dunfermline. I can't believe it.
This is bad.
I'm going to say Dunfermline as well, but I think Partick Thistle will be there or thereabouts.
I'm saying Aki's back up, man. Right back up. I'm saying it.
Right.
But we'll see. But now on to the daddy of them all, the Premiership. I'll start with you, Crystal. Who's going to win it?
Who have Hibs got the first day of the season? For me, I think Rangers will win the league, but I think it'll be a lot closer if
Hibs get their act together.
if we can get the players in that we need to fit this system that he wants to play, because I think if it clicks, it's going to be really enjoyable to watch.
Talking of your system, I've seen quite a few people on Twitter last night moaning about Turnbull, saying it does not fit into this system.
I'm going to show you this right now.
Right now, is this another exclusive?
This was to producer Ryan.
Right.
And it was on the 24th of July.
Right.
Look at that.
Let's see. I've got a feeling Turnbull might not fit into this system. You know, well, mate, that's what everybody and their granny on Twitter last night was saying.
I was on the 24th of July. That was when we were playing, I think it was West Ham, was it?
Aye, was it West Ham?
I says to Ryan, I don't think Turnbull's going to fit into this system.
I don't think he will, you know, mate, but it sounds it. But anyway, who's going to win the league? Rangers?
I think Rangers will win the league, but like I said, I think it'll be
Habs
a lot closer.
Aye, Habs will.
I'd go and say Rangers. They look too strong. I'm sorry, Chris, but Celtic last season and I was wrong. So
on the fucking Dunfermline.
So there we go. Clean sweep for the Mighty Jers going for 50.
I'm
saying clean sweep at this table where they think Rangers are going to win. The Cups, I honestly think you could see it in Gerrard at the end of last season where it was sticking in his... What's the expression?
Craw.
Sticking in his craw, what happened domestically in the cup competitions. And I think there's a big, big chance we will win the full Booner this year, I think.
Treble.
I think there's a chance. I think the guy looks like an absolute... He looks so determined to make a mark in the competition, cup competitions.
That's a bold claim.
I fancy Aberdeen for one. Either Scottish or League Cup. I think Stephen Glass has come in there, made some good signings. Obviously, we saw what they did in...
Signed a few turkeys and all that.
Europa League.
Five-1 in Europe, come on.
Flying a flag, Rangers and Aberdeen in Europe.
I think Aberdeen won a cup.
Aberdeen have got to be a good shout to be there or thereabouts. I think a double at the very least for Rangers this season, I think.
I think
League Cup, St Johnson, Scottish Cup, St Johnson. I think Hibs will win a cup, and I think Dundee United will win a cup.
Really?
There you go.
Dundee United?
There's a claim for you.
Cause big Chico's went there.
I don't know. I just thought. Just like
you can't bring yourself to say Rangers will win a cup.
Celtic will win the two of them.
Right, so let's get on to some of our listeners. With Tino, he says the Premiership, Rangers, Championship, Kilmarnock, League One, Falkirk, League Two, Celtic Hearts. Hearts to make a top six in their first season back in the big time.
Gavin says Premiership, Rangers, Championship, Dunfermline, League One, Queen's Park, League Two, Celtic Hearts, Scottish Cup, Hearts, League Cup, Rangers.
Ethan says Rangers, League and League Cup, Aberdeen win the Scottish.
Ethan doesn't know that there's other leagues in Scottish football. Rob says Dundee to win the treble. All right, fair enough.
Stuart says the Buffs are winning the new fucking
West of Scotland.
Yes, West of Scotland, Scottish Football League, and Grado and Jerry Pellini will open the new stadium.
It's a good prediction.
Imagine there's a football daft day and Grado's opening the fucking new stadium with Jerry Pellini.
The greatest day ever, wasn't it? Andy says Rangers will win everything, so can win fuck all.
Aaron says league and cup double for the bully wee.
Clyde winning everything. Mm-hmm. Goshi, our friend Goshi.
Yes, friend of the show.
Says Celtic for the domestic title. and the Champions League. Goshi, we've went out of that one, mate. Kelly to win the championship, Falkirk to win League One, Kelty Hearts to win League Two.
Goshi will love that. Tommy says Falkirk will let the fans down again. Make numerous pointless statements and not once engage the fans. I think Tommy's got, is that you in disguise there, John?
No, it's not me.
No.
Is your dark out, Tommy? John says League Rangers, League Cup Celtic, Scottish Cup Celtic.
Oh, interesting. Stephen says League Rangers, Cup Celtic, League Cup Hibs.
DC says, as a Rangers fan, I see us winning the league. I see Big Anne sacked by November and predict Mark Kerr to take over. Lace the boots and bring back the form of champ man 2000-2001. League Celtic to cup glory and get the long-awaited move to Madrid where he takes his wee dog, Alex Totten.
DC, that is the best answer to a big question we've had in this show. I think that's brilliant. Class.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Find them on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at G4 Claims Limited.
It's the Player Profile Playoff with Piesports.com and bringing you the taste of Scottish football to your door. And obviously, not all of us can get into the games. It's ballots in most stadiums. So if you are stuck at home and have to watch the game, why not get some pies in? Mm-hmm. Go to Piesports.com, they'll sort you out. Or you can give them a call, 0141-739-9999. That is their SOS hotline. That is Send Our Savouries.
By the way, see, even if you're going to the game, come on and have a go. Take your pies to the game, will you?
There you go.
Can you smuggle in pies to the game?
Pocket munching? Why not?
Do it. Absolutely. Tell Football that I've sent you. So they'll get it. Chris Toll said that.
Let's just shy away. If I'm not going to let you in with it,
I'm searching you for pies, son.
Well, I was sitting next to somebody at the game. He's fucking reeking of steak pies, man, honestly.
Hey, can any of you smell beans?
So they'll get pies free of charge to most postcodes across Scotland. Check out the website for details. But every week we like to give away a whole bunch of pies on the podcast. We play the Player Profile Playoff, and on to play this week, it's Mick Mitchell from Greenock.
How you doing, Mick?
Not bad, mate. What's happening, boys?
Not much, mate. That looks like a work headset you've got on.
It is, mate. No, I'm not another day. I'm half a day, so I'm enjoying my day half of yous.
Brilliant, nice one. In the studio, the first pro set playoff in the studio. Mick, what team do you support?
Celtic, mate.
His name's Mick Mitchell.
You never know. My mate, one of my best mates, called Brian Kelly.
What? Grado's pals, wee boys, called Declan.
Exactly.
He's a
Rangers
supporter.
Rangers fans.
There you go.
What did you drink last night, mate?
It's depressing, mate. I know, I can see that smile on your face, Stephen. It's not good.
Right, here, you know how the game works, Mick. Basically, I've got a whole bunch of players in front of me. I'm going to read out the description of the player. You've got to jump in when you know the answer with a buzzer. What's your buzzer going to be, Mick?
Quite fitting, I would say Barkas.
Oh, there we go. Right, I'm going to flip the coin. Heads, you're going to play Stephen. Tails, you're going to play Chris. And it is heads, so Stephen Purton it is.
It's an old firm derby.
It's derby day here in Glasgow.
Right, Stephen, what's your buzzer going to be?
Big Ange.
It's right. Stephen Purden. He comes with a guarantee of goals on derby day.
Right, boys. So this week, I thought, because it's transfer window season, there's lots of transfers going on, we'd look at some of the big transfers that have come into Scottish football.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So you know the rules. You buzz in. If you get the answer, you're fine. You 1 point. First to two wins. If you buzz in and give me an answer that's wrong, you're out of the game.
Cool.
And we continue with the clue. All right. Okay. He's ready for
this. Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go. First point out. This skillful midfielder moved to Hibs from Boa Vista on a free after being part of the team that won the Portuguese Cup. Under Alex McLeish, he won the First Division and two Player of the Year awards as he quickly became a fan favourite. Unfortunately, he was sacked from the club after a night out with Dwight York when he was charged for drink driving. He then signed on a free for Rangers.
Big Ange!
Oh, no.
Gordon got in there first. Sorry, Mick.
Russell Lattaby.
1-0, Stephen.
It's going to get something.
I just realised that I was speaking under my breath there. I apologise. I was not trying to give any answers.
I had to poke Chris there because he was shouting the answers.
I wasn't shouting. I went like a boozling. I don't know why.
I was going to guess that, but I thought it was wrong. So.
Oh, man. Right, here we go. Next player out. You need to get this one to stay in the game. This player became Aberdeen's record signing when he moved from Oldham in 1995 for $1 million. Despite the fee, he really didn't shine at Pittodrie and made only 100 appearances over 6 seasons before being released. Aberdeen's record signing. This is infamous, this one, boys. Come on.
Can I see it?
No.
Stephen, you want to come in, I guess?
Barkas, Robbie Winters, maybe?
It's not Robbie Winters.
95.
Chris is itching to give this answer.
The only other player that's signed for a team in Scotland for more than £1 million.
Oh, fuck. Nah.
Nah, done. Chris?
Paul Bernard.
It is Paul Bernard.
I wouldn't have got that.
Nah, right, okay. Next player, hopefully you should get this one, boys. To this day, this defender remains Dundee United's biggest signing after arriving from Coventry for £750,000. He helped the team to win promotion in his first season and also a third place finish in his second season. He left the club on a Bosman to sign for Hearts.
Barkas. Presley?
Yes.
Yes, it is. 1-1. Oh, decider. Here we go.
Stephen Presley.
I love him now.
Right, here we go.
I don't hate him because if he's on the show, that's
you're going to have to be. You're going to have to be quick in here. You're going to have to be quick in here. Right. Ready? This tricky winger signed for Celtic from Milan.
Barkas.
Mick, you're in first.
Yep.
Have you fucked it?
Are you kidding me?
Aye. Oh, my God. My head's all over the place.
Tricky winger signed from Milan.
Janino, no.
Oh no! What? Continue!
For Milan?
Aye.
Right, I'll continue. This tricky winger signed for Celtic from Milan after spending his career in Italy with other spells at Lazio, Juventus and Napoli. He quickly became a fan's favourite that only spent a season at Parkhead before he moved down south to Sheffield Wednesday and West Ham.
Oh!
No!
How can I get this?
Can I come back in?
No!
Holy shit, Stephen Thornton.
Oh my Jesus.
Oh my God.
Hold on.
You work on a football podcast.
Hold on. How do you know?
I can't deal with that. People saying that. How do you not know this, Stephen?
That's shocking, Stephen.
Imagine.
Right, do you know what? You're back in the game. What's the
no,
answer?
No.
Decanio.
Well done, mate.
That's probably the worst game of pro set playoff that I've been on this.
You get studio fright. My mind went blank.
Have the pies, mate. There we go.
You
said this tricky winger signed for Celtic. I was like, the cameo.
There you go. Brilliant. Well done, mate. We'll get the pie set out to you. Remember, if you want pies, head to piesports.com.
It's now time for Grado's Three Riddles on Football Day.
It's Grado's Three Riddles and Grado's no here.
He isn't here.
We're calling it.
No, we still call it Grado's. It's Grado's thing.
Aye.
It's Grado's thing. So it's the Three Riddles, right? So we've done this feature on the show for the last couple of weeks, right?
I had a couple of weeks off. I've only done this once.
Yeah. But I thought for the new season, we've got to start keeping score to who gets it because there's no point in doing it if we're not keeping a score,
is there? Competitive edge to it.
I think we should maybe get a punter on for these as well.
No, forget that. It's more work for me. But you can play along whenever you listen to the podcast right now. Play along and see if you can get the answer before Chris or Stephen on our three riddles. Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
Three riddles, all are someone involved with Scottish football, right?
Okay.
It could be a player, it could be a pundit, it could be a manager, it could be an owner. Who knows where the three riddles will take us.
Grado's man with Brooks Milson.
I was named.
I am dead.
Mine's aren't as good as Grado's. I've had to write them this week in Grado's absence. Mine's aren't as good as Grado's, but we'll go for it. Okay.
Right, go.
So, Stephen, Chris, are you ready for your riddle number one?
Yes.
Finished Tin is the male child of former Celtic owner. Finished Tin is the male child of former Celtic owner.
McCann. Finished Tin.
Vinish Tinn is the male child of former Celtic over.
Male child, Son McCann.
Son, that's good. You're getting there. That's a
McCann.
Former Celtic owner.
McCann is the wrong, but you're on the right track.
Barry Ferguson.
Oh, almost. Finished tin.
Something Ferguson.
Is the male child of former Celtic owner. You've got the second bit. Can you get the first bit?
This is mother.
Stevens, this is not Stevens game.
I've got a cracked lavy pan. I've got nine folk coming to see my house.
Tin.
And I'm hanging the finished tin. Finished tin. Retired.
What is... Think of tin. Think of another word for a tin.
Can.
Oh.
Pot.
Finished tin. You got all, you were the close here. Come on, boys, the podcast is all you're asking me, man. Jesus.
Is this no fully booked today? Guys, what? Don't finish tin, right?
Finished tin, so can.
Hey, a pot, a can. A tub.
Duncan Ferguson.
Yeah!
Duncan Ferguson. Did you see that? Finished in his male child of former Celtic owner.
That
Fergus.
Is fucking good.
Right.
That is good.
Great, I'll be proud of you, mate.
Thank you. Right, next one. That's 1-0 to Chris. Okay, so we'll keep score across the season. Right, next one. Come on, Stephen. If you know someone from Fife, A, and they have a paunch on for a lentil Indian dish and dog leads.
Can we just say this is 3-0 at all?
If you know someone from Fife, A, and they have a paunch on for a lentil Indian dish and dog leads. A lentil Indian dish and dog leads.
A lentil
someone,
Indian dish is...
How did he say no in Fife?
No.
Nay. In Fife. Mm. If you know someone from Fife...
A.
A.
And they have a paunch on for a lentil
and
Indian dish.
And they have a
dish.
What?
A paunch on for a lentil Indian dish and dog leaves.
I can't remember the fucking lentil thing. And I'm...
Collar.
Alu. Sag. Oh, I can't remember the name of the fucking lentil thing.
If you know...
I'm tapping out in this one. I don't know it.
Come on, Chris.
You know
don't give up.
If you know someone for Fife,
if you know someone for Fife, eh?
Ken.
Oh, there's a stab.
Kenny.
Oh.
Kenny Miller.
And they have a paunch on for a lentil Indian dish and dog leads.
Kenny Dalglish.
Yeah!
Yes!
Do you see how we go?
That was brilliant. That was brilliant.
Dog
leads. That was good. 2-0 to all.
2-0 to all.
Beat
right.
Tap 2.
This is the easiest one. I think you'll get this, Stephen. Come on, get in quickly for this one. Remember, it doesn't have to be a player or a manager. It could be someone associated with Scottish football. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Might give me any more fucking hits.
This baby chicken isn't old. This
Chick Young.
Yes!
Yay! Oh,
yes! So
come on!
Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Get them now at notatfaultclaims.com.
Worst dressed.
Gorham.
I agree with that.
Red Puma trainers, I definitely agree with that.
Best finisher.
Ali McCoys.
Worst trainer.
Maybe me.
Who do you want to back you up in a fight?
Well, Big Amo.
Best looking?
Me.
Worst you've played with?
In a bad way, myself.
Teacher's pet?
Moyes.
Who never gets the round in?
Reno.
Worst taste in music?
End of a dodgy music, mate.
Ian Dugan.
Best you've played with?
Gaza.
Top shagger?
Ali.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Call them now on 01698 767 172.
Guys, so I've got 9 people coming to view my house in half an hour each. That was a good show today, and it was great to be back in the studio, and I really enjoyed it, man. So I hope you have a good time with other people.
Wee DJ!
Right, honestly, boys, right. First show back in the studio. All right, it could have been made better if we had Mr. Stevely, but I've had a right good time.
I enjoyed myself.
Did you enjoy yourself, John?
We actually got through it a lot quicker because Grado's not here.
It's not because Grado's not here, it's because we're in a studio.
It's because
Grado's not here, mate. He'd been out for a piss and a vape every 2 seconds.
Exactly.
No, but it was a... Aye, I felt quite emotional seeing you coming in. It was brilliant. I enjoyed it. It was good. But
I thought I was coming in to get whacked. I walk into life.
Tommy and fucking John's not here. No, but Tol, before we go, right, we rumoured yesterday. Well, not rumour. You told us yesterday, but you've joined the gym.
I've joined the gym. I've joined New Age Fitness in Coatbridge.
Aye. What brought this on?
Before lockdown, mm-hmm. I had lost 2.5 stone.
Right.
During lockdown, mm-hmm. I think I've put on 3 stone.
Right.
I'd bought Hunters a beautiful gear and all that. Mm-hmm. It no longer fits me.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than buy a new wardrobe, I thought I'll spend £20 a month.
On a new body?
On a new body.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when you lose a belly, your willy looks bigger.
It does.
You can actually see it.
Aye, exactly, mate. During lockdown, there's been a few times where I've nobody but to see me. You know what I mean? But I'm going to say this, man. I should be a wee hang every week, man. We'll be updating your fitness now. If you get wee, like, are you going to have like wee PTs and all that, like personal sessions?
No, I'll just
take myself. What about a weigh-in? We could have a weigh-in every week.
Fuck off.
Aye.
You'll put fucking Johnny Sachs misses, man. It's the end of the season. What are you doing, Cole?
Just like
someone
will give him a wee certificate every weekend in the football, Dad.
And if I lose weight, I get to have a McDonald's.
I don't know if that's how it works. If you are listening, remember, the podcast is now shaving in two. It's like you've been sawn in two now.
Yes. Shaving in two.
We're shaving because we've got Manscaped gear, so we're shaving the podcast in two.
By the way, I get new stuff through the post.
Manscaped, you'll hear more details on Manscaped next week, by the way. But remember, Callum Beattie is going to be singer-songwriter, brilliant singer-songwriter. He's going to be in the second half of the podcast. You'll be able to hear that on Monday when we put it out. Rangers Daft and Celtic Daft, boys are looking excited to get back onto that, aren't you?
I fucking loving it.
I'm buzzing.
So Rangers and Celtic Daft are going to be back on, and you're going to be able to hear them as well. If you, even after you aren't signed up to Patreon, which you can also do, you're going to hear them on a Tuesday, and you'll get the video version on Patreon, and you'll get lots of chance to be a pundit. If you want to be a pundit on Rangers and Celtic Daft, you need to sign up to Patreon as well.
Yep.
Loads of content coming to Football Daft, and lots of new stuff happening and exciting
new season.
And if you've not had your t-shirt through the post yet, get in contact with John. That's been a year now.
G4 Claims made easy.
Thank you very much for everyone for listening.
Yes.
Yes. And as always, have a nice night. Please don't have nightmares.
Claim Watch.
Audio Frontier.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.